Sachet perjury charges. Basis of sermon. The Atlanta Constitution, Monday, 1st June, 1914, page 10, column 3. Referring to conflicting affidavits in Frank case, Dr. Ogden preaches on sanctity of truth, taking as a motive for his sermon the multiplicity of conflicting affidavits and the various perjury charges in the Frank case. Dr. Dunbar Ogden preached upon the sanctity of truth last night at the Central Presbyterian Church. His sermon was entirely aside from the merits of the case, which suggested it, and was based altogether upon his deduction that when oaths multiply, it is a sign that truth is falling. Lawful and earnest people, said Dr. Ogden, cannot help but be impressed with the sanctity of truth in looking upon the revelations of recent days in connection with this great case. The most stupid and careless can see the lesson that is to be learned. It is time that thoughtful people consider the sanctity of truth and do not trifle too long. Truth, the real issue. After touching upon the irresponsible press, Dr. Ogden divided his sermon into three thoughts, the first of which developed the use of the oath as a buttress of truth. The real issue, then, he said, is not the number of oaths, but truth. The oath is used merely to make men consider and be careful in the statement they make. It is to make men realize they are speaking in the very presence of God himself. Dr. Ogden outlined the biblical history and meaning of the word oath. The second thought brought out was the necessity of every man so holding the sanctity of truth as to make his words what Christ would have him make them, namely, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. That is, said Dr. Ogden, let your word be as good as your oath. When a man begins his remarks by saying, to tell you the truth, frankly, or without reservation, continued Dr. Ogden, I look upon that man with suspicion. His very words make me believe that he has not always told the truth. Small chance for liar. Dr. Ogden pointed out the small chance that a liar stands in the hereafter. His third point was the necessity of telling the truth on all occasions. No lie, the opinion of many to the contrary, he said, is ever justifiable. Dr. Ogden explained that he did not mean that a man should blurt out a brutal truth without provocation, but that when it comes to a pinch where a man finds himself confronted with telling either the truth or a lie, there is but one course, and that is to tell the truth regardless of where or how hard the blow that is bound in it may fall. If you admit that a human being may tell a lie when his judgment dictates, where in this world will one ever find a ground for truth? Is there anywhere, if we surrender the ground, that a man should always tell the truth? Attacks. Modern. Sophistry. Dr. Ogden made a scathing attack upon modern sophistry. One of the greatest evil of today, he said, is social sophistry, the veneer and varnish of some circles of modern society, the absolute lack of sincerity, is a wretched and deplorable condition. Insofar as truth is concerned, modern sophistry places us upon dangerous quicksands. My plea for a high regard for the sanctity of truth is not that of a dreamer, but one which touches the fundamentals of our life.